Hello to all my Chavrim Yeshua Torah's Moshe around the world, continuing on Nashiurim and Mishnayos. Today we are doing Masechta Shabbos, Perachah Beis, Mishnah Gimel, which is the Gemara's on Daf Kuf, Mem, Vav, and Aleph. Mishnah begins, Shover Adam es Chavis Lechol Heimena Gregoris. You'll have to break a barrel to eat the figs from it. The Rashi says that you have this barrel that's full of figs. You'll have to smash it open with a knife or with a sword, and the Rashi and Rab both say it's not makalkal. There's no, I mean, even makalkal is not an usher on Shabbos. You're ruining, it's not a problem on Shabbos to do makalkal. Taisi Yantif brings what Rashi and Rab said, and he says it's a tema, I don't understand it. Because in Mishnah Gimel, in Perek Yud Gimel, it says, Kol makalkal and baturim, it says anything that's done with a kilkal is potter. It doesn't say mutter, okay, but it says Paturin, which is normally Paturin Aval Aser, that any tour on Shabbos is part of Aser, except for three specific ones that it says in the Gemara at the end of Perek Yud Gimel, so it still should be Aser Midrabanan. And he found that the Ran asked this question on Rashi, and he says, this is the reason, since normally Makalkal is Potel Aval Asur, since normally there is an Isra Abana Dukilkal, but here, since it's a Tarek Shabbos, it's Motel Chatchila. That's why here the Mishnah it's Mutter to do it. And the Ran says also that here it's Mutter only if it's a small Kli, that there's no Binyan or Stira in a small Kli. But if it's a big Kli, no. And what's a Kli Gadol? You look in the Beis Yosef, anything that holds 40 saw. And the Rush adds that what the Mishnah is talking about here, where the Chavis was already broken previously and was glued back together with some tar. And that's what Taisus mentions also. And the Tur also brings that Lamaskana, the Ramah and Simon, Shin Yudalf, Sif Aleph. It brings both of the chumras of the Ran and the Rush, and he paskins that it's only mutter to break the barrel, which is small and rickety, that already had been broken and had been fixed together with the tar. Mishnah Berurah and Siman Shin Dalas of Kutin Chaf Gimel says, if you just want to knock off the top of the barrel, the magufa, the thing that plugs it in, even if it's a whole chavis that's complete, it never been broken, it's okay, because that's not called a shvira, it's not called breaking, since it's the plug is not attached to the chavis. The Dirshun Os 20 says the plug that we have of metal, like a crown, we on top of a bottle, like you have on a beer bottle or something like that. So Chazai Nishi brings, says in Ice, in Archaim Simon Nun Aleph, Sev Cotton Yud Aleph, that it's mutter to take it off from the bottle, even though at the time you're opening it, you are kind of ruining the pekak, the bottle cover. That's not a considered Isser or Soser, because this pekak is similar to the Maguf of Chavis, the plug in the Chavis, and we never find an Isser of Stira dealing with the Magufa. Mishkatings Vovachalis Kavanlasis Kli. Don't have in mind to make a Kli, Rashi Rav says, to make a nice opening. The Taz in Archaim Simon Shin Yadal and Sifkat and Aleph says, if he did a nice opening, he'd be chayiv at least an Isra Rabbanan. The Meiri says he shouldn't use any kind of a measuring device as he's opening it to not make it, otherwise it'll make it into a real nice Kli. Rashi and Dav Kufmem Aleph Tivrei Maskel Isoyfe says that there's a Gemar Malacha and it's Aser because of Maka Wapatish if he made a nice new opening in the Chavis. The Mishnah Berurah and Simon Shin Yadal Sivkat and Vav says if he made a small hole which you can take in and take out from, it'd be also Aser Midrabanan. But if it's a large hole that you can put stuff in and take it out, then it would be Isser Midiraisa. The Dirshon Os number 6 says, the Chazayin Ish and Archayin Simon Nun Alas of Kutin Zion writes, Machlokas Rashi and Taisis is, if there's an Isser Min HaTorah to make in this Chavis a hole that you can bring in and take out. And he postulates the Taisis that there is no Isser Torah because they come after Rashi and they're the Basroi. We postulate like the Basroi. The Mishnah continues, Don't make a hole into the plug of the chavis. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rashi says it is like glued to the top of the chavis. But what should you do? You should take the whole plug out. Because when you make a hole, you're masakin, making a whole new Pesach. The Ran, a different Hamasuk of a Shavin, says that if you make a hole in the magufa, in the plug, he's Iver on Makav Patish. And if he wants to open a chavis on Shabbos, he should just take out the whole plug. Then he's just opening a hole that was there previously, and he's not making something new. Mishnah continues with Chachamim Matirim, or the Rav has a Gersa Rabbi Yosi is Matir. Argues on the before, where we said, Ein Nokfim, don't make a hole, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, or the Chachamim are Matir. Rashi Rav says, this is not the normal way of making a Pesach. And the Rav adds, and the halacha is like the shita he has Reb Yossi. The first row says, it's not normal way to make a hole above the barrel in this plug, because you don't want pebbles to fall into it. So he's not going to make a hole big enough to be machnas and motzi, even though that the chavis in such a way would also be, with a chavis it also would be aser, but still by a magufa, in the plug, that even if he makes lahachas lahotzi, he's not chayiv achatas, so we don't make a gzera about making a smaller hole, and that's what we paskin, as the Magen Avraham says in Siman Shin Yudalin, Sivkot and Ches. V'leikavena mitzida, don't make a hole from the side, the Rav says. This that Rabbi Yossi said, you can make a hole in the magufa, this is only at the top of the plug. Okay, because that's not the normal way to make an opening. But he normally just takes out the whole plug. But from the side, sometimes people do make a hole in the side of the plug for a Pesach. And of course, they don't want to make a hole at the top because they don't want the pebbles to fall in or any dust to get into the wine. V'imhais in the kuva, the Mishnah says, if there was a hole there, lo yitin aleh shaiva, don't put any wax on it, to close it, and they should memareach, because then you're smoothing. Rashi Rav says, this iser memareach of smoothing is like mamachik. The Rambam, in Perek of Gimel, Halacha Yud Aleph, says the memareach is a tolda of mamachik. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah says, Maisa balef nei Rabbi Yochum and Zakei ba'arav. Maisa happened in front of Yochum and Zakei in Arav, as Rashi says, it's the name of a country. And the Rashi of Chav Aleph and the Rav here say that it's the name of a place, Arav. I'm afraid maybe he's Chayev Achatas. Rashi Rav says maybe he smoothed out the wax in order to make it stick on the sides of the kli around the hole. And Tazian says since if he did smooth it out, he'd be Chayev. Therefore, I'm afraid maybe he did. And not the chashash that maybe it'll come to a chiv chatas or not. That doesn't make it seem to be right. Rabbi Yehuda is arguing that much on the Tanakhama. The Rosh Hashanah says, if you look before in Perek Tes Zayin, Mishnah Zayin, there was no suffix with a malacha. He uses the same kind of a lush, and there's not suffix whether he did the malacha or not. Or whether if what he did, he would suffix if he's chayev or not. But here we're talking about, he's saying, I'm afraid that maybe he would end up being smoothing. Okay, so check the difference in the idea of that lashon. The Magen Avraham Siman Shin Yud Ches Sivkot and Chaf Beis says, this din is with anything that normally you smooth out, that you can't close the opening with it. Even if you're not going to smooth it out, because it's a chashash that maybe you will smooth, and you'll be over on the Issur D'Oraisa. Okay, but if you're using dough, then you can use that to close it up, because normally people don't smooth out with dough, and there's no chashash, then he will be smoothing. The Taz and Siman Shin Ches have cut Yud Paskins, that it's mutter to use the dough only if he's not closing the whole opening completely, because otherwise, even with the dough, we're afraid maybe he'll be doing the imareach. He'll smooth it out. Moving on to Masechta Shabbos, Perachah Beis, Mishnah Dalet, which is the Gemara in Daf Kuf, Mem Vav, and Beis. No slant hafshala tocha bor. You can put something cooked into a bor. Rashi Nav says it doesn't have water in that bor. Bishvil shite ye shomer to keep it protected. As Rashi Nav says, they don't want it to get ruined because of the heat. He put it into a cool place. Rav adds, we're not, the Chiddush is, we're not afraid that he'll maybe come to smooth out any holes in the ground of the bor, so it'll be easy, smooth, and lie correctly when he puts the kedera there. Ves hamayim hayafim, and if you have good water, Rashi says, you have a kli full of good water, Rashi says, is something normally you could drink. Don't put it in, or you ought to put it in baroyim, b'shul shiitzanenim. You ought to put it in bad water to keep it chilled. Rashi Rav says, into a mikvah of mayim that is bad. Rashi adds, to keep its coolness, that it won't get heated up. Kind of like a primitive refrigerator. Rav adds on, the water is not right for drinking, and it's malsubshitahi. Obviously, you can put a bottle of cold water into water that's cool, to keep it cool. But it's just telling you this because of the sefer we're going to mention. You shouldn't put cold water into hot to heat it up. So you might think, we make a gzera, maybe you'll put it in ashes. Telling you, we're not afraid here, if you're putting it into the water, you're not going to get it, put it into ashes. Meiri says, in the summertime, the minhag was to take water that's pure, clear water that's hot or warm from the rivers and put it in the bor of a cold water, even if the water there was salty or acrid. Put it inside in a bottle in order to keep it cool. And he quotes others that don't have the girsa b'shvil shiitzanenu, and they hold that the water in the boris were warm. And the water, the good water that you're putting there in the winter time, to keep that it won't get too cold. Just the opposite. Okay, the mission continues. It says, "Tzaynin b'chama b'shul shichamu." Take the cold water into the sun, so it should heat up. Zeruso says that it's only the tolda of a chama, anything that comes afterwards from the chama. If the sun heated something else up, that's You might get that mixed up with something that was coming from a fire that heated something up, like we had in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. But to put it in the sun itself, to make a gzera that maybe you'll put it into ashes, we don't have a gzera that way, as it's mentioned in Simon Shidches, Shin Yilches Gimel. And Rashi in Daf Lamed Tesmet Aleph, Divrei HaMaaskel D'Shari, says that people won't get the chama mixed up with the fire, and they won't make a gzera one for the other. No need to make a gzera. Mishin ashru kelim b'derech b'mayim. So the mission continues. If your kelim got all wet as you were in the derech in the water, Rashi Rav says they fell into water on Shabbos. The first rule says you should read it shenashru with the comments. Okay, because nishru with a chirik is different, which means that you soaked the water in. But here it's on Nashu, it fell into the water. Not you deliberately soaked it. Okay, immersed it. Taisis daf kufim ahema beis, the Ramaskal Mishnah Nashu Kehle B'mayim says, B'derek lashen nefila. It fell, not like the Rashi explains before, in Perek B'mayim Isha daf samachem and aleph, that he had soaked it in the rainwater. Oh, not that it got wet in the rainwater, but it fell into water, I guess, in puddles. Okay, mahalak behen b'nechoshes. So if your kelim, your clothes, let's say, your ring, your coat, your jacket got all wet, you're allowed to walk with them on Shabbos, ain't enough to be afraid. Rav says, maybe people should think, he just must have washed his clothes. You don't have to worry about that. Taisis Yantus asks, how's this different than the mission later on, that you shouldn't carry towels that you use to dry yourself off, because maybe you might squeeze it out? Here too, why aren't you afraid you're going to squeeze out your wet clothes? And the Rambam in his Chibur in Perek Chaf Beis writes, You're allowed to walk with him. You're not afraid that he will squeeze it. And similarly, the tour is at the end of Siman Shin Aleph, and it's Lashon L'Kolbo in the Beis Yosef. And we have to make a chiluk and say that Chazal didn't want to make a gzera, he has to take his clothes off, because of Shash, maybe he'll squeeze it. There's such a thing as Kavod Abrius. It's an important thing. God will Kavod Abrius. And even one beged of his clothes, he shouldn't change because of this. But by the towels, later on, it's not Shash, it's not any clothes. It's just carrying them in your hand. Then they made a gzera, he shouldn't bring it, because maybe he'll come to squeeze it. The first rule says, but to shake it out, that would be usur because of slita. The Chassam Sefer says, if it was rain, certainly there's no chashash that people will see him, because everybody will understand his clothes got wet from the rain. And the Mishnah is telling you that even if the reason that the clothes got wet is not obvious to them, people didn't realize he was walking next to a river or something and his clothes fell in, still, it's mutter to wear your clothes in public. Okay, the Mishnah says, Yil chatzer achitzona, if he came to reach the outer chatzer, as Rashi says, which is close to the entrance of the city. Rashi says, inside the city. It's a place that's protected. Shotkan b'chama, you can let it, spread it out in the sun, and Rashi said, in order to dry it. Avalo kenegad on people, you shouldn't do it publicly where people can see you doing this. Rashi says, people will be chesh at him, that he laundered his clothes. The Rav adds, this Mishnah is pushed aside, because the halacha is that kol davar she'asa chacham nei maris ayin, anything that's asa from maris ayin, even in private, in your deep private chadri chadarim, you shouldn't do. So here, you can't spread it out even if it's not in public. Tiferes Yisrael says, but if you spread it out in Erev Shabbos, any clothes that you had washed, then you don't have to take them away on Shabbos. And since he's not doing anything on Shabbos, we don't have to protect themselves from the chashad. And similarly, when they fell into only a little bit of water on Shabbos, you can spread it out, because people won't think that you were cleaning it, because they weren't very wet. In any event, still don't put them spread out next to the fire in a place which is very Yad Saleh Dispo, a hot area, because then you can run into the problem of labing, of whitening, and mevashel. That's what the Magen Avraham says in Siman Shin Ches, Sifkat Yud Zayin. Okay, that's the end of my share today. Comments, questions, comments, complaints. You can reach me at sheldon_rothman@yahoo.com or call me at 052-244-9331. Have a good day.